Hello, we're at Euston. Are you still at Nero or are you somewhere else?
Hello?
Left side,
Oh, right, that's no problem, okay. Thank you.
Oh, you finished? Right, how far away is it from the station? We're on the surface. I think we're near the exit, aren't we?
There are lots of exits. Shall I have a chat with him?
Do you want to speak to Robert? Because he's not as geographically challenged as I am. Here he is. Here you are.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you? Jolly good. We've just arrived on the main concourse at Euston Main Line. Whereabouts are you? From which direction, do you know?
1657.
Okay. We've literally come up the escalators from the tube. Yeah, so it's... Yep. So we're fairly close to the, you know, the sort of glassy front of the building? There were some big windows at the front of the station. We're fairly close to those.
Paul? We're booing,
hello,
by
fans.
The way.
Yeah, we're booing, so don't say anything you don't want to...
You don't want to boo.
Oh, so shit me doesn't count, I suppose. Yeah.
Hello.
Probably.
Hello, on your right. I'm still on the phone, hang on.
I think this might be. Here's your phone.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was very well positioned.
That was amazing.
Let me just stop the archers.
For a second I thought, that's Paul. Yes, it is Paul.
Yeah, I was thinking, that sounds like a cane to me.
I've not listened to the Archers for ages.
Which one were you listening to?
I was forced to listen to it the other evening.
It was when were you forced? Oh, like in general or sort of specifically?
Today, this one. What was happening in it?
Oh, no. I've been listening to... all right, band. Sorry, mate. Don't worry, I'm here. I've been with... No, I was going to say it would have sounded really bad. I've been with another dog.
Oh, no.
I was known for really, like, buggering up Rob's booze, and I...
Yeah?
That's time I tweeted freaking onion soup and stopped being so pretentious or whatever.
Oh, it was so funny.
Get some brummy in him.
It was so funny.
That was hilarious.
And I've just been with another dog.
That made the boo.
He made the boo.
And the boo. All right. Where are we going to go then, boys and girls?
Do you fancy a pub?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. There are two possible places around here. There is, or that I know of anyway,
yeah.
There's the, I think it's called something like the Brer Louise, which is I think it's a Sam Smith's pub.
Yeah.
So reasonably inexpensive but reasonable beer.
Yeah.
Or else there is a sort of real ale-y place that's just down from the bus station here, which last time I went there I wasn't hugely impressed with. Okay. But
Should we go to the first one?
The Brer Louise.
Louise.
Yeah, that's it. That's definitely it, yeah.
Who are you wanting to do this for? Do you want to go? You hold on to Rob?
I'll follow you then.
You follow us, okay.
Having teased him relentlessly about how lovely the train announcer's voice was, I better hang on to Rob.
Yeah.
While you can, otherwise you'll go.
Yeah, I might leave her.
Yeah.
Okay, Vance, let's go forward.
I will.
Straight on, Vance. Fine, left. No. Not that left. This left.
Not that left.
Oh, by the way, a lady said that your shoelace is undone again.
Oh.
Do you want to stop? Stand, Vance.
Got to sort my shoelace.
She's got to sort it.
We do quite well, really, for meeting up as blind people.
Yeah, I know. That was quite impressive, really.
Yeah.
So was that where Cafe Nero was, just along there?
If you go out of this door and straight in front of you, there's Cafe Nero and I think Nando's and a few other places.
Oh, right, okay.
It's not... that salubrious, to be honest.
I went to a really good Nepali restaurant up that way some time back.
I'm ready.
Which, if you ever want showing where it is, it was really Nepali.
Okay.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. Fine, left, Vance, please. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm just breaking the phone.
Fine, left. Oh, I think we've actually come.
He thinks there's a queue. Here.
There's a queue thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, we'll escape from the queue eventually. Find left, Vance. Left. Find left, Vance, please. Come on. Left, thank you. There are many of these queue systems.
They are.
Straight on, Vance, please. I think I'm tempted in future to bring along a pair of scissors.
Scissors? What, for
cut my way out of the queuing system.
Yeah.
I wasn't about to do that. I've got a Swiss Army knife.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Just for the record on the boot.
Straight on.
Really
Vance. Straight on now. I think we've just gone past the lifts that you broke last time. Well, you know, pressed the wrong button. And
that my associates broke.
Straight on, Vance.
We've gone past the lift that featured on one of my audio booths when...
Mind the what?
Boris Bikes.
Oh, the Boris Bikes.
Boris Bikes.
Oh, sorry, Boris Bikes.
We need you
straight
to
on, listen Vance.
To our boot of coming here, Robert. I mean, Paul. Because...
Straight on. Good, thank you.
Because
they deserve it.
I just turned around and went, quiet!
That worked as well. Yeah, you need to listen to our boo of getting...
Paul, there's some steps coming up at the end here, so don't go and fall off the end of them.
Okay.
Find the step, Vance.
Getting from Richmond to Euston, because I'd like to see if you
forward,
can
Vance.
Do
steady.
The guy's accent, Paul. Oh, never mind, I'll tell you in a minute.
Find the crossing. Where's the crossing?
Here we
forward,
are.
Vance. And this is near the, for what it's worth, the London Guide Dogs office is just along
right.
here. London Guide Dogs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Literally, if you went left, where we're now going straight on, you'd get to it. I might need to spend Vance because he gets pulling like a horse. In fact, he's going
to
stop here.
Okay, I'll stand.
Okay, busy boy, Vance. Just wait till you have a dog. You'll understand. Vance, excuse me, you wait. Come back here. Come. What's that?
You're funny, Paul.
It's a dog
pissing
off someone's wheel.
Yeah.
Vance, straight on. Right, I think we'll cross over so we don't miss the pub. Find right, Vance, please.
Yeah, we don't want to miss the pub.
Find right, please, Vance.
I hope they do.
Oh, there's a curb there. Forward and find right. Find right. Oh, this isn't the guide dog approved way of doing it, but who cares? Find right, Vance. Yeah. Yeah. Shut up about the right. Straight on, Vance. Okay, tuck him behind me. Yeah. Yeah, I think this is it.
A bit colder.
Oh, Vance has found a door. Okay, hang on a second. I need to find a way of opening the door. Oh, no, that's closing it. Stand. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to come in. You can just stay out there.
Find the bar, Vance. Where's the bar? Find the bar. Come on. I think it's over the right, Vance.
I'm hungry.
I can't remember if they do or not. I've only been here once. Vance, just stand, please. So what are people wanting?
Oh, okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
A spritzer.
See what they've got. Ask them. Got any local beers or something? Well,
if
a bit of a connoisseur of beer. I don't really drink a lot. I just drink, I like the taste of new beers. So
did you hear our boo that we did on Friday and
no,
he uploaded on Saturday? And he said, what does it taste like for you? And I went, beer.
do you just want to get a tablet? I'll get it.
I might just find out what beer choicer is first,
okay.
And then
because
you know I'm a bit picky.
That's
on beer,
right. You picky?
Picky?
Really?
You'd never guess, would you?
No. Picky boo, yeah. Peekaboo.
I did a peekaboo.
Oh yeah.
Hello. Can you tell me what bitter you do?
And we have the Brains bitter on, or we have Guardsman, or we have other light ales.
What's the Guardsman one like?
Do you want to try it?
Yes, please.
What one?
Guardsman.
Guardsman.
Have you had it? Thank you very much.
No worries.
Do you do local beer?
I forgot
what you
said. The cask ales.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
much on outside. But I would say, do you want something light or dark?
Ooh, light.
Light, I would say the Yellowwood IPA.
Okay.
Do you want to try it, Paz?
No, I'll tell you words for it.
Take
a bite. Yellowwood IPA.
Sorry?
Don't want anyone peeing in
it. No, that's yellow and dye of pee or something.
Oh.
IPA or something.
An IPA, India Pale Ale.
Ah. Like kind of what I'm on.
So fairly hoppy, quite bitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look at him. Get you in the beer. Get you, what are you going to have?
It's for you, dude.
There you go.
So you're going to have a spritzer. Yeah. I'm going to have one of those. You're going to have...
I'll have a pint of what I just tasted.
Yeah, please. The bitter.
The Guardsman, that was it. Who makes it?
Pardon?
Who makes Guardsman? What brewery is it?
Oh,
right, okay.
Ooh, very popular.
Yeah, of course.
Naturally, I'd have nothing else.
True, yeah.
Good, I like this sort of stuff, though. I'm not great, as I said.
Thank you very much.
One second.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Thank you. Perfect.
No, spritzer, so make
it
soda, please.
That's fine.
A dryish one.
That's fine.
Sauvignon
Blanc, is that all right?
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah,
Vance.
Oh,
it's not too
sweet.
Cheers, Mr. Hopkins.
Sorry, I haven't bought it yet.
Well, it's all right. I can cheers you anyway.
I'll cheers you in the end. Sorry, I haven't got my beer prepared. Okay, coming up. Right beside you. Cheers. Yeah, hands in the way. But yeah.
little dink.
Little diplomatic, girly kind of cheers.
Mm.
You want a
Yeah, I was hoping for a big clash.
You would have, but then I'd have been relying on the prompter maybe for 5 minutes.
On what's it relying on?
Another free beer.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Thank you.
No worries.
All right, then. Do you
do any food or not?
Yeah, we have a menu, but what do you want? We've got burgers, we've got pasta, we have... what else do we have? We have like cheese plates, we have patty plates, or we've got...
Yeah, cabbage leaf, yeah.
Oh,
bit of lettuce.
The one with the broccoli, is that sort of with cheese as well, sort of thing?
I don't think so. Let me check.
Not some kind of sauce.
Probably. You can have cheese on it if you want.
You meant more of the sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see the dog. Oh, that's such a beautiful
dog. Keep him well hidden.
That's difficult with his size, though.
Yeah, it's true, yeah. Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
So the broccoli pasta.
Yes, please.
What are you having, Rob?
I will sup my beer for a little bit and then decide.
Okay.
Are you
yeah,
well, otherwise are you?
I might have a.
You're going to eat.
We have like. We don't really do sandwiches. I mean, you can get like a chicken baguette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a steak baguette.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I want
steak baguette.
Yeah.
It comes with chips.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I think it does come with cheese at the side in like a dish.
Okay. Cool.
That's cool. I'll get these anyway.
I'll check.
Okay. Stick it all together then.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, if you're going to boo me, I might as well come across as being the generous.
I see, you're only doing it
for me. I'm not a tight arse.
Yeah, well, whilst we're here, can we have that bottle of champagne?
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
400 quid one.
Yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah, it's all
right.
We'll have you. Thank you. Can you give us the one
that's got a bit more room?
Have you tasted your beer?
I have. Oh.
Sorry, I'm distracting you from the important task of paying.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No. You might change your mind.
Sometimes, but not really.
You've done this before, haven't you? No, I actually teach dance, and I teach
that's quite a difference from working somewhere like this.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
So what did you say? I've got a new card.
Oh, you had to get a new card?
Yeah.
Did you have some trouble? Yeah.
No.
Were you skimmed or something?
No, it's a new account, thank you. And I keep forgetting. It's a new PIN number, isn't
yeah.
it? So I keep putting it.
Oh, really keep forgetting the wrong one.
Just
right,
keep
one.
That'd be brilliant, thank
you.
Yep, yeah, sure. And then we can follow.
Has the dog got a name?
He has, he's called Vance, V-A-N-C-E.
Would you like me to carry anything to you guys?
Would you mind taking that for me, please?
That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, come on, dog.
Right. Away, Vance. Stay with you, Vance.
Now, how do you train?
Okay, maybe not this week.
Does it naturally? Sorry, yep.
Okay, maybe we'll go. Sorry, is that okay if they sit here? So they can sit on dogs. Is that alright?
I'm sorry to be a pain.
No, it's okay. No, my friends are here. I'm just sitting here. Sorry. Thank you. Sure.
Thank you, it's very kind. I'll go in, Vance.
Yeah.
Keep going, Vance. Keep going, Vance, keep going.
Right, you can sit on my point down, you can sit around with Ross.
Vance, please keep moving.
Give him a chance to put his dog away.
Oh, Vance.
He's got plenty of room.
Oh.
That's quite good.
Come up this end then, Houndy, please. Come.
There's your drink.
Come.
Lovely, thank you.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well thought out, thank you.
I fell over Vance earlier. Robert, tell him what the noise was.
Flumph.
And then,
but ow. but it serves him right for trying to do the long jump.
I've fallen over before. I remember when I was going to Paris and they couldn't get me invited for me and this guy, was that? And so they guided him, and they went.
Can you get Vance to sort of.
Vance, can you find your bed, please? Find your bed. Now.
Went
is that okay?
A post and I missed it and I've gone into the pillar.
Oh, no.
Smacked into my nose and my head.
Oh.
And he said afterwards, it sounded like someone had threw a hot water bottle at a wall.
Oh.
Yeah. I went like that.
Paul, do you have any idea if my beer is somewhere on this table?
Actually, if you could get Vance to move.
Yeah, I'll get Vance
to
move. Upstand, Vance. Upstand. Upstand, just come here. I'll just double check and say, turn around. Vance, turn around now. Turn around. Oh, I see the problem.
He's sort of.
There's nowhere we can go. Forward, Vance, come through this way. Come on, come through there. That's it. There's like a wall in the way. Poor Vance. I'm sorry, Vance, I'm a cruel owner.
You are? And then you bring this.
I've got the beer.
Yeah.
You have this visitor who comes and shreds. And falls over him as well.
I know, poor doggy. Aren't you, Vance? What? Oh, there's a seat in the way as well. Let me push that out of the way.
John's
there you go.
It
sounds like I've got it out of the way.
No, that's not.
Okay. There's a seat. Your seat goes all the way around.
Oh, right.
That's what's happening. So we can't. What I might be better doing if I move.
I think it's. I think actually that no, that's. No, it's okay, Paul. I've got.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you looking for the glass?
Yeah.
I'll sort it for my drinks. Thank you.
He's not a lot. There's some more room than where I am.
Yeah, that's fine. It will take, if I unhook the lead here, could you just hook it round your chair leg?
My chair leg, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass it.
Okay, if you just I've let go of it, so just put it through at your end from
where is
the lead? Attached to his neck.
I've got that. Yeah.
Oops.
I've got it.
That wasn't
nice. Thank
wasn't
you.
It? Oh, boy.
It was a little bit.
It's so noisy.
I know, I'm terrible.
Yeah. And then how does it pop?
Just so it's got a metal clip.
Do you have to lift the chair leg up?
No, just wrap it. You've done it. Wrap it around a chair leg and then clip it on the link thing.
I got it.
He's got it.
Apparently so. I think your wine's lost.
Yeah.
She's bringing it.
May I taste your beer?
Oh, well,
you may.
I probably won't like it. But
yep.
Can I taste
please
it?
Do.
Did you have a glass of wine?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
water.
Here is your glass
thank
of wine.
You. Thank you.
Do you have any kind of glass of
water?
Water?
I did.
There's a water as well. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you.
Find it just next to.
That's all right. I can understand if you can train it to get to butcher shops, but how do you get?
Sorry.
I can understand how you train it to get into butcher shops, but how do you get into?
He's slightly too practiced at going to pubs.
Sorry?
He's slightly too practiced at going to pubs,
oh,
yes.
Right.
He gets a fair bit of practice, that's it.
It just puzzled me to say, guiding you through the traffic, pulling you into a real high level activity.
He knew where I wanted to go. I'm sure he can smell the beer. He won't go in a pub with any old stuff.
I see.
You've been here before.
I have been here before. It's true.
Pub guide dog.
Is it a camera dog?
It should be.
Must be.
Complete with pipe and sandals. How is your spritzer?
It's lovely.
That's good.
Thank you, Paul.
Is that my can or yours?
That one's mine.
Yeah,
well, I'd have to measure them against each other and see.
What measure who's got the biggest
cane? The biggest cane, yeah.
Oh, you said cane.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Oh, blimey, here we go.
Yeah, that's a good
question.
Everything
we said was true.
Oh, that's
nice.
I was going to stop recording, but I think I might keep going.
Yeah, I think you should.
So to clarify, I haven't one well, been with just a guide dog or dog.
Hmm.
No. Claire's dog.
Yes.
Sorry, what was that? I couldn't quite, wasn't catching.
Claire's dog Ben.
Oh right.
I said earlier, I've been
oh,
with
that you were.
Dog.
Yes, you've been in with another dog.
Dog.
Yeah. They can tell, you know.
So that's to clarify, of course. You would do to Ben.
Yeah.
No pot for the Ben. So.
Is he a nice dog?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
What's his?
Robert's a nice guy, dog owner. Well,
I am.
Most of the time.
Lovely. So, what kind of dog is he?
Do you know what? If I don't get this right, I will get killed.
He's right, no pressure.
He's a lab.
He's a lab.
Cross, actually,
lab retriever cross. Okay. And is he yellow?
He's like, he's looking yellow with white. He's
yellow,
like,
oh, right,
yellow.
Okay.
He's still quite.
Sort of ultra blonde. So greeny colours?
Creamy.
Oh, creamy colour. I was going to say, it might have gone mouldy.
Well, they're all greeny.
Oh,
greeny. I thought it was so he came in. But he knows me now, so we sort of...
That's good.
The combination of the assistant
you're bonding.
Guy saying, oh, there's someone over there with his eye dog. Would that be her? And I was saying, well, I hope so. With that one, I had to pick up the wrong person. Oh, no, sorry, love, it's not you. Exactly. but no, that was fine.
I'm going to put my Zoom on as well.
And,
your Zoom that I've borrowed. Yeah, Paul,
yes.
Have you still got a couple of Zoom recorders?
Yeah.
Can I borrow one, please? I don't mean right now, but can I borrow one? I've broken mine, and I think a bit of glue or something will sort it out, and I've got to get my dad to do it, but in the meantime... There's a sort of microphone hanging free, and I can't really record like that.
One of the capsules in it is
Zoom H1. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. got a. It's a different. It's not a 100. It's whatever the.
H2, the older one. No, I've got SD cards. Football ground. Thank you. We'll have to meet up sometime so I can actually.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be a problem, won't it? I mean, you wouldn't want to meet up.
Oh,
yes, I'm afraid there was quite a lot of faffage before we went out. You probably weren't out already.
Largely hunting around to find a box
with my pills in it.
Oh, okay.
Because when I fell over the dog, I had a glass of water in one hand that went all over the floor, everywhere, and in the other hand, I had my box.
But you couldn't remember whether you had the box or not in your hand at that point.
I don't think it's something that is what you would do, really, to be honest.
I don't often knock stuff, do I? Also
No. I mean, it's like me. I mean, you know, I keep such a clean and tidy flat. There's nothing to knock over.
Where's your clean, tidy flat?
It's not in Richmond, I know that much.
Because I haven't been there.
We were going to go into London. We were going to go to either Westminster Abbey or St Paul's for service.
We slept
instead, yeah. Then we thought we'd go to Kew Gardens, but then you rang, and that seemed like a better offer. So,
Well, I wasn't even here till like this morning, and we were talking and going, "Do you know what? We've got a fair few hours. Why would I be finding somewhere to eat in town?
Yeah.
And have something to eat.
Yeah.
Are you seeing us too?
I know. So it's all worked out well. It's only an hour on the train.
It's only what, sorry?
It's only just over an hour on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to do the sound off as well sometimes.
Yeah.
It's really close to here.
Is it?
Mm.
What?
Really close to here.
I'll have to look online and see what's...
It's 5 minutes walk away from here.
What exhibitions are on and stuff with it at the moment.
Definitely want to see it. Yeah, really cool to do that.
I'll have to send you, Dropbox you, the radio programme that I sent you.
Yes, that'd be interesting to hear.
It was really good.
Yeah. Was it one of these archive hour ones or something? Was it one of these sort of archive hour ones?
Archive hour, yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Is that a really unusual format that they've got that they're recording to some... I can't remember what it is now, but they come up with some weird and wonderful ways of recording.
There was one recording on foil or something.
Foil, yeah.
Really? Oh, wow. How on earth do you...
I don't know, they didn't explain it in the programme.
In what form is the foil? So is it... Is it just
a cylinder or something?
They did say on the programme, didn't
okay.
they? So I can find it for you. And if I forget, just send me a text or tell me when you ring me. Hey, when are you going to send that?
A lot of it's preserving it.
I remember Linden Lodge, where I was at school for junior school. They took
stink bucket. That's mine, thank you. That's great, thanks.
Thank you.
So you got your passport, though?
Great, thanks.
Thank you.
Good, I'm hungry. Thank you. It smells nice. Are you alright, Robert? Can you order anything?
No, I didn't really. I needed a little bit of beer in me before I could work out what I wanted. But I'll see how I go. It's fine. Don't worry. I shall.
You did have some raspberries earlier.
I did have some. Yeah, I have eaten something. So
they were very good. Robert bought me raspberries.
I have eaten, so obviously.
And grapes. And yogurt.
And coffee.
And spinach.
And a cafe. Yeah, we haven't eaten spinach.
Only to the spinach.
Yeah, I'm just doing up my bag.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm going to have it. It smells gorgeous. My spritz is fantastic. I was a bit naughty ordering a large glass, but you two were having pints, so I thought.
That's it.
Why were you naughty?
Well, it's a bit expensive, isn't it? Wine stuff.
I don't drink much, really, but I just turned. The other day, I was having a bit of a presenting with my friends for quite a while. I mean, I've seen him at work, but not socially.
Yeah.
And you'll know the significance of this. I got in the house and he said, would you like a Trappist beer?
I love Trappist beers.
Yeah. So Trappist is strong. I think the minimum is like 8.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
So I said, yeah, so I had that, enjoying that.
Yeah.
And then he got Creek. Creek was either raspberry.
Creek's it's black currant, isn't it, Creek?
Creek is either cherry or raspberry.
Cherry, okay. It's Frambrosen, it's the raspberry one, isn't it, I think? They go to your head fairly quickly, those.
Yeah, with the meal, it opens some white wine.
Yeah.
And then for some reason it turned like red wine, so you must have finished it. So I wasn't drunk, but I felt awful.
I find the Belgian beers create awful headaches.
Yeah.
Really, really bad. But they're so nice at the time.
Yeah. The
wheat-based, some of them are, yeah. I mean, it's a variety, but the Trappist ones particularly, as you say, are very strong. But they're absolutely gorgeous. You know, it's alcoholic nectar.
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholic nectar. I do love your descriptions, even if I laugh at them sometimes.
We have somewhere in... somewhere in Richmond called the Pig's Ear Real Beer something or other. Anyway, it's basically a beer cellar.
Yeah.
And they do loads of Belgian beers and international beers from various places. And it's really amazing. It's not cheap, but it's really amazing.
Well, Hoegaarden's the one they sell most of.
Hoegaarden, yeah. It's a bit, you know, it's fine as a beer, but it's a bit samey.
Isn't it? It's a white beer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like having Erdinger.
Yeah. And of course, Leffe's sort of coming now.
Yeah, absolutely. Leffe's everywhere. Well, Leffe Blonde is everywhere. You don't often see the Brune one.
Towards the Belgian beer again. I mean, towards Quack. The proper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Chimay.
Yeah. But I've forgotten how strong Trappist was.
Is that nice, Fee?
It is.
Excellent.
Plus, I have nothing whatsoever to contribute in the beer conversation, so I thought I'd just eat.
Oh, well, hang on a moment. You haven't tasted it yet, so.
I have.
Did you? What did you think?
Quite bitter.
Quite bitter, okay. Did you want to try mine, Paul?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
You're trying, okay. How is yours?
It's good. It's bitter, as you said. It's very yellow.
It's India Pale Ale basically is a beer which was shipped out to India in colonial times,
yeah.
And they had to it was made in a way which was more alcoholic, in order that it would survive the crossing.
And Robert remembers colonial times.
Wish I was still there. Joking, everybody, joking, particularly anybody on Audio Boo who's from a former colony of our great and glorious nation.
Wiki
beer, yeah. Well, I came across a South Pacific pale ale recently.
Did it go... Happy talk.
Yes. Yeah, it was just like that, actually. Yeah, it's true.
If you don't have a dream, how are you gonna have a dream?
Oh, please, don't start doing duets in front of me. Oh, my
God. I don't think you would call it a duet if I really sang.
That shows how loved up you to are, if that's what I'm happening.
Just what, sorry?
I said that shows how loved up you to are, if that's what I'm happening.
No, I can tell you that thing isn't happening because I can't sing. So
no, though, you were kind of tempted there.
I was half tempted.
You were halfway
but
there, yeah.
Half tempted.
Robert's got this amazing skill of changing key mid phrase, which is quite something.
Oh, that's that one that sort of.
I've learnt it from my
I've
dad.
Seen all the wrong notes, it's just all in the wrong order.
Yeah, yes, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's just a style.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Bontempi on speed.
It's what, sorry?
Bontempi is a really old crappy keyboard back in the day.
Oh, right. Okay.
One of those old. What was it? I don't even want to say what the drums you sound like, but the bass is like. All the way through.
Oh, right, okay.
The little filling thing, it went.
Oh, that kind of really old keyboardy.
Yeah.
Was it made
really
by?
Was
it made by Casio?
No, Bontempi was its own, mate. I mean, Cassio, that was bad enough, but Lito quite innovative, but the bomb tempo is like really was low. So we
really?
Could not go any lower than the bomb tempo.
I think we'll have to get one of those. Sounds quite fun. Be alright if I could play the piano. Or sing. Or do anything, really.
I brought, not here.
Just awful.
At your flat.
Can't do anything.
At your
useless.
Flat.
Useless.
You're quite good at navigation.
Quite good at navigation. Well, that's alright then.
Rob the navigator.
Yeah.
Rob the navigator.
Do we want to have this Zoom in a better place? Because it's presumably not picking up much of us and probably picking up quite a lot of pool.
Where is it? Over there. No, it's alright.
Is it?
I'm alright.
It's all right.
All right. It's pointing at a box.
No, because there's left and right microphones. It's stereo.
Hello.
No, but put your hand in front of it.
Great galah.
Put your hand in front.
Oh, there's this funny menu in the way. Oh, I didn't notice that. Right, I'll just move it across a little touch. There you go.
Okay. Just in time as well.
Are you still pooing?
Mm. I am, yeah.
Let me know when you're not.
Yes, we'll do.
No, don't mean start. I'm just mean let me know.
I will. Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, lads.
I might still be zooming, but you know I'm trustworthy in that sense.
No.
I don't.
You know she's trustworthy. Cool. Well, there's a leap of faith.
I have a proposition, but I can't propose it. I'm already.
No, Paul, I don't want
to
marry.
Yeah.
I'm with Robert already.
And,
sorry.
And just for the record, nor do I.
No. Very close to, well, no, she was very close to me, not now. Well, it's relative, isn't it? Because when I'm in Birmingham, it's further away, but yes, she wouldn't want that either.
No.
No, so I think we're agreed on that one, aren't we?
Phew, nobody wants to marry anyone. Phew! Yes.
We don't want to marry Keith. Keith? Who's Keith? Paul? Who's Keith? I don't know where I got that one from.
I don't know.
No.
It's rotten. I've been sussed out. The man who works for them, whatever you do, and then you suss me, you've actually read all my records.
Yeah.
And you're really called Keith.
I'm really called Keith. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah. this is Keith. What's his surname again?
V.I. Keith.
V.I. Keith, yeah.
Funny.
Do you think this is a menu, this thing?
Well, I may as well just tell you that I have to speak like that in real life. I'm not the Brummie, are they?
Can you do your sort of Caribbean accent?
No. I've never done it. Yes, my name's
Kit. You've got to listen to the boo
you
that we upload today because I really want to hear your impersonation of the really sexy guy who was announcing on the train.
Why? My impersonation? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that? Okay.
Sexy.
He did have a very sexy voice. It was something like that, actually.
No, I'm used to that. I was here sharing. Rich man.
That's very good.
You've got to hear the boo because you know. Did I make you slightly jealous, Robert?
Well, that I have a voice like that. Not really, actually.
No, that I was quite enjoying this man's voice.
No, I'm not jealous. I refuse to be jealous.
Good.
Jealousy leads to unhappiness.
I did say I was only winning.
Window shopping for the blind.
Yeah.
Sorry, for blind people.
Sponsored by Southwest Trains. Because that's what it was, wasn't it?
In collaboration with
RNIB.
RNIB.
For Sideline.
With Sideline.
Yeah.
No, it's a female version of the voice, but. I mean, the male version of the female, just to, because I think it's worth characterising it.
Yeah.
But she does sound a lot more like a man. And it is like, oh, and I'd be having you with side loss. And then that stupid...
I've never heard... What's this on, this thing? Because he was talking about this last time.
Radio.
Oh, this is this blindy radio station.
Yeah.
They don't use that so much. They don't use that.
Well, they've stopped it now, have they?
Isn't that based in Scotland somewhere?
Aye. Yeah. Charlie's been on that.
Actually.
What a hell accent was that?
On it.
I don't know.
We were thinking of Sally because she lives in Glasgow, I guess. And then.
Mm. How come you were on it?
What?
What were you doing on it? Were you at Site Village or something?
No. Talk about audio blogging.
Oh. Mm.
And Leanne interviewed me, Leanne Coyle.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, but it was Site Village.
For the record, she's lovely.
Ooh.
She's
loveliness personified.
It's loveliness, not a personified thing anyway.
Probably is. It means I really mean it.
I was on there last year talking about reviewing different things. Probably wasn't last year. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago. I talked about Mamma Mia that I'd gone to see the film.
I'm so pleased for all of you being on your little blindy radio station.
I know.
I've been on In Touch twice in the past 2 years.
Yes, I know. You've been on a proper radio station. We know. Not that you're showing off right now.
No. And I got to go to Broadcasting House to be interviewed by the great Peter White.
Yeah.
Is he great?
Do you not think he's great? He's pretty good.
He's not bad. He's all right. No.
Yeah, man. Nothing for him.
His autobiography is pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. What was it? Yeah. I'm recording now. It's a while ago.
What was?
I thought his autobiography was done a while ago.
It was quite a long time ago, yeah.
It was in the 90s, I think.
Probably needs a bit of updating.
Probably needs to.
Hmm.
Go on, Peter, dude. Update your bloody book, will you?
He won't listen to audio boo. He's like really old fashioned like that.
Yeah, it didn't really, even when I was talking about audio boo, I'm not sure. Well, he sort of got it because he said that, you know, it was a bit like him as a child using, a bit like you, doing cassette recordings and things.
Yeah. He's a Luddite. You can't keep being a Luddite. I mean, he mustn't be as much of a Luddite as he used to be.
He can't be that much of a Luddite because he was using some kind of braille. I don't know. I presume it was like an actual computer one because he didn't see. There was no separate computer. Is what I'm trying to say.
No. That's what it would have been a thing with the braille display and keys.
Yeah.
He's just a braille reading legend, though, isn't
it? Yeah. And it makes me incredibly fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Robert needs to learn braille, doesn't he, Paul?
Why? Oh, is that not the right answer?
No, it really wasn't.
Can you read Braille, Pill?
Yeah. I do.
When did you learn it?
School.
Yeah. Well, I started when I was about 5, and I remember them showing me. For some reason, I'm trying to think. It must have been words that were related. The letter U and the letter M or something.
Mm.
And then I asked her if she could tell me what the letter B was. No, there's a whole page of bum 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 bum.
Super gone, Paul. I can just imagine you. I bet she wasn't very pleased.
Yeah.
It wasn't for then. You know.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. For some reason, I asked for the extra letter.
Yeah.
Done. Using your initiative.
So what character?
Actually, I really have changed my. I mean, not my first name, but my. Not on Facebook at the minute, but when I am, I'll come up as Paul Goff Hopkins.
Paul Goff.
Yeah, because my natural parents' names.
I'm still booing. Do you need me to stop?
No.
You okay? All right.
He's booed about this.
All right, that's fine.
My natural parents' name was Goff.
Yep.
And then my foster parents' name was Hopkins.
Okay.
And so I changed my name when I was about 21-ish. It was 21 to Hopkins. By Deepole.
Yeah.
But then because I was on Facebook and I was starting to meet my natural family.
Yeah.
And my foster family had very much encouraged me that if I ever wanted to have anything and explore the whole avenue of knowing my natural family that I could. And so then I decided it would just be easier for everyone, especially schoolmates as well, if Paul Goff Hopkins.
Right, okay, yeah.
So on Facebook I had a double barrel name.
Yeah.
Goth, G-O-T-A, G-O-U, okay, yep.
Goth!
Goth. I thought Goth would be quite good, actually.
Yeah.
Goth, no, okay, Goth, yeah, fine, okay. Goth. We had a Mr. Goth at school, geography teacher.
Although it says Paul Gohop kid.
Yeah, it does.
Not on Facebook, just now, at the moment.
Just after a bit.
Yeah, fair enough.
Things and ting going on, you know.
Well, you need to sometimes.
You know, I can control the king. You can switch it at some time.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter is nice and easy. Mm. 140 character and that's it, man.
Well, Audioboo, it's been fun.
Facebook's all the way. Facebook's
all that kind of people can pop stuff on the timeline, like, you know.
So and so wants to play this game or whatever. Yeah.
No billion years with me.
Oh, we have 19 seconds left on the recording.
Yeah.
We love you, Booville.
So that was VI podcasting, Fidden and Fiona Done Sings in one, and RJ Net. Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
In advance.